Good morning, Greenville.
Welcome to the Saturday Splash here with Maddie and Lynn on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.
That's us. It's Saturday.
And we're splashing.
Yay!
Good news.
What's the good news, Maddie?
The fires are stopped. The fires stopped recently, like a few weeks ago. Actually, I think they were all contained in the year 2016, so we now refer to them as last year's fires, which is weird.
That's great, last year's fires.
Right. So because of the fires, Greenville Water System, they closed one of the reservoirs up at Table Rock. Greenville Water System gets their water from three different reservoirs, one of which is Table Rock, one is Lake Kiwi, and one is the Saluda Reservoir. So the Table Rock one, due to proximity to the very hot burning fires, got closed because, you know, fires burn things. They dump soot everywhere.
Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of that. Terrible.
Yep. So they closed the reservoir. And Table Rock Reservoir, they pull about 2 million gallons of drinking water for Greenville County residents out of this reservoir, but they closed it up. Wanted to make sure it wasn't going to get contaminated, and they have been working with Clemson University to do water testing. And long story short, they concluded that the water is safe, it is healthy, it may taste different for decades to come, but that
not
remains
bad,
to be seen.
Just different because of the level, because the water was filtering through all that underbrush and the trees and everything else, and some of that got burnt down.
A lot of that got burnt down. Huge amounts of the watershed got burned. I think, oh gosh, about 70% of the watershed that had fire in it.
That's crazy. Other interesting weather-related news. We in the last 10 days or so, we set both a record cold and a record high temperature here in Greenville, South Carolina. Isn't that just crazy? We went from, you know, we saw a lot of stuff on the internet that said, oh, you know, Mother Nature says you can't do this, you know, snow and then sun. So, you know, one weekend buried in the snow, can't go anywhere. Next weekend, flip-flops. Yay.
Interesting how that happens.
I'm all about it. So we have a guest with us today.
Yes, we do. We've got Dr. Nick from the Greenville Zoo with us. Hey, Dr. Nick.
Hello.
We hear there's a new addition to the zoo.
Yes, we have a Siamang. It's a gibbon that was born this past week or about a week ago, and it's doing really well.
Yeah.
We love zoo babies. There are more zoo babies, though, aren't there?
We have an Angolan colobus, which is also another monkey species. And it's a species where the infants are born white, and then their color changes to the adult coloration of black and white. And it's just changed its color, so it looks like a miniature representation of its parents now.
Oh, cute. And let's not forget, our good friend Tatu is still considered a baby, yeah?
Definitely.
Not tiny, because huge, but...
No, but we're going to be celebrating his one-year birthday in February, first week in February.
Is there
February
a birthday
2nd.
Party?
There are plans in place, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Do giraffes eat cake? I'm guessing no.
We'll probably have something of giraffe equivalent of cake.
Really fancy leaves.
It'll be no candles to blow out.
Yeah. So you're here to talk about grants that the zoo is offering.
Yes. The conservation program that we have at the zoo is very dynamic. And one of the things we are fortunate enough to offer because of the financial contributions we get from the public from the Quarters for Conservation program that's part of the admissions is a grants process that we are able to fund both local grants in the immediate area, the Carolinas and Georgia, upwards to international projects in the other continents, Africa, Asia, and so forth.
Wow. So what types of projects will these grants fund?
They fund anything that has a conservation initiative in the country or the locale of origin for the wildlife that are of concern. It deals with free-ranging wildlife and environmental issues, green practices. We've this past year funded some Panamanian golden frog initiative, a lemur initiative, and a number of different reptile initiatives. Those are on the international front. But one of the things I'm here for, especially, is to encourage the local public, which would include anywhere from individual citizens to small schools, high schools, local colleges, local organizations that have a nature focus to participate by submitting a grant for what we call citizen science. It doesn't have to be a formal academic, high-end designed research project. It's important to get some very baseline information, and a lot of that good information comes from the average public. And one of the things that we have tended to fund on a great frequency is something as simple as water quality. That, as you know, is very important to have as baseline information.
I think we had some of your fund, your projects that were funded maybe last year. We had a couple of high school students on who do Adopt-A-Stream, and right. I think they said they were funded by you.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have that, and Wade Hampton High School got some funding for water quality monitoring, and just that information is very important. It's also helpful for those who are participating in an educational capacity to learn the process. And the grants on that side of the granting process that we have range from $300 to $1,000 for a first-time grant applicant.
And I'm guessing that since you're here with us, that must mean that the grant application time frame is upon us. Is that right?
It is. January 31st is the deadline, and we've had a number of projects come in. But I wanted to, especially with the local representation that your not viewership, but your audience,
yes.
Listenership, your audience. I wanted to reach out to those folks, especially those who may be a high school, middle school teacher, even grade school for that matter, anybody that has an interest in citizen science, which is basically what you're contributing, basic observations and information and data to get a good understanding of what the local wildlife, local environment is like. And that's very important to have if you're looking to compare 5 years down the road. And a lot of that data is just incredibly invaluable.
All right. So you said the application deadline is the 31st. And
right.
So that's, you've got about 9-10 days left to get your applications in. And can they apply via the zoo website?
Yes. On the zoo website, if you go to the conservation link, and then under it is conservation grants, and it explains what the funding process is. It gives a lot of good examples on all the different projects we've funded over the last 5 years or so, and that it has a link to the application itself.
That's awesome. Everybody get your projects together in the next, say, 10 days and go apply, because the zoo is happy to do it, right?
Very much so. That's what our conservation program is all about.
Yeah. Now, do these programs have to be existing established programs? For example, Adopt-A-Stream, or if I wanted to start my own citizen science program, is this a way to do that?
It's potentially a way to do that, get some seed money for it.
Mm-hmm.
The application allows you to describe in a narrative fashion the different components of what a project would be. And we have all the projects assessed by our conservation committee, which is 17 individuals that are all individuals on staff from all different disciplines, not just on the animal side. It's people that on the guest services side and the maintenance side. And so we have a lot of good perspective on it. We all read through them and then decide how the funding needs to be distributed. And we certainly like to have a local component to it, because I think it's important to give back to the community. And that information also gives back to the community by what it provides.
And for those of you who may not be zoo members, get out, go visit the zoo, join the zoo, be a member, and you too will support conservation programs.
Woo!
We love the zoo.
Yep. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Thank you for listening here on the Saturday Splash. We'll be right back on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.